Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, let's go back to our Progressive guest line. Progressive drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Tony D, Ron Culvert is Wake Up Call. Taking a look at teams making the NCAA tournament. And this is one of the teams that was ranked in the top 25 in a good battle with Gonzaga, both at the end of the season and the West Coast Conference tournament. It is the St. Mary's Gales, and they are their head coach, Randy Bennett, joins us here on a Progressive guest line. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you.
All right, let's get to the NCAA tournament. This is, again, another appearance for you guys. But how you guys got there, talk about the season, not only the non-conference part of it, but also right through the West Coast Conference, through season and into the tournament.
Yeah, our non-conference schedule helped us. We had some really good games. We played Houston down in Dallas. That helped us, gave us a lot of confidence. They beat us. It was a pretty close game. So I thought that helped us. We beat San Diego State. We had multiple other really good games, like North Texas, Oral Roberts, teams that people never want to play, but they're good. They're just not in one of the Power Five. And, we had a win over Vanderbilt as well. So all that helped us. It gave us a high net. And then in league, we took care of business. We went 14-2 and tied for the championship with Gonzaga. And then that helped us because it puts us right in the semifinals and beat BYU and lost to Gonzaga. So it was we had the number one non-conference schedule in the country as far as net rating. So those early wins helped set us up for a good conference season and just positioned us well to get a five seed.
So when you guys go through this season, and everybody sort of kind of looks at who look at your conference from the periphery and sees St. Mary's and Gonzaga, who else were the challenges in and out, week in and week out in your conference?
Santa Clara was good. They have a good team. They had a really good perimeter. So they were good. And then I thought they were good. They had good talent. They were up and down a little bit. Had some injuries, but I thought those two were pretty talented teams, and they're well coached. And then actually Loyola Marymount beat us, and they ended up finishing in the fourth spot in our league. So, but I thought Santa Clara, they have really good perimeter, and then I think BYU's got a lot of good players. So those were the other ones.
What is the strength of your team this season?
Our senior leadership is, you need to have it every year, but our three seniors are really special that way. And then I think same guys have been through this 3 years together, and they're really tough kids, and they're not about themselves at all. I mean, all the cliches, but they're really high level in those areas, but tough and really good leaders, and they only care about the team. Not one of them is trying to get his numbers or worried about where he's getting drafted or what he's going to do next. They're just trying to win. They're doing what they should be doing.
From an NCAA tournament experience, we talk to a lot of coaches, and every year it's, you know, it never gets old, et cetera. When you guys look at what's ahead of you, what in terms of a VCU team, knowing that this is a tournament where anything can happen, what do you know about VCU? It's a very short time that we got you to when you knew who you were playing, but how quickly do you have to start really preparing on the Rams?
We don't know much about VCU per se, this team. We know about their program. We actually played them in the NCAA tournament before, so we know. Kind of, I mean, that their coaches come from their tree, and so this guy's probably the coach there now is probably assistant when we played them in the NCAA tournament. So they're hard pressure defensively. They turn you over. They can really attack the basket, quick, strong. So. But haven't watched them yet. We'll start watching them tonight. We don't play till Friday, so we'll have a good piece of time to get a good look at them. But their program has great tradition. They've been good for a long time, and shoot, 1 year they got the Final Four.
They did. That's right. That was about 11, 12 years ago they did. Yeah, that's right. Talk a little bit about Logan Johnson, and not only him, but talk about how healthy are you guys going into the tournament?
Are you trying to jinx me?
No, I'm not trying to jinx you. No, I want to. All right, you can avoid that. If you feel jinxed, you can avoid that question.
Oh, I'll qualify it for sure. We're healthy. We've been healthy. I'm knocking on wood as I'm telling you this, but we've had 10 guys healthy all year, so we've been fortunate, and our strength coach and our trainer have done an awesome job of keeping them fresh and healthy. Logan is he's really come on second half of the season like he did last year. He had shoulder surgery this summer, so he was a little bit of a slow start. He could have been player of the year, I think, in our conference had we been able to beat Gonzaga and win the league outright. But he was one of the top three or four players in our conference, and he really came on down the stretch and started shooting the ball better. And it gave us a really good perimeter and started making other guys play. Make other guys play well also. So he's tough. He's a really good defender, and his offense has come, and it gives us a good backcourt as well.
Yeah. Defensively, you guys are giving up just about 60 points per game. Is there a story in the numbers? Where does it start for you guys?
What was the last part of that question?
Where does it start? Defensively, where are you guys effective defensively?
Yeah. I said Logan was defensive player of the year in our league, so he's good there. But Kyle Bowen's really – we have a couple of elite defenders. And then because of how they lead, Kyle and Logan are both seniors, but our other senior's good defender too. They set the tone for the rest of the team. They understand what you have to do at St. Mary's to win. You're not gonna get very far if you're not pretty good defensively. We've been good during the last 2 years, and then this year we've been good defensively. But we're gonna have to be good defensively in the tournament. So it starts with those seniors again and a couple elite defenders, in my opinion.
St. Mary's again went 26-7 on the season, and Coach Randy Bennett joining us on Sports Map Radio. Glad you can join us, Coach. Good luck in the tournament. I really appreciate your time on a busy Sunday.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Again, Randy Bennett out of St. Mary's, out of the WWC. It was one of the tournaments that we covered early last week. They were the top. They're only the two teams that made it from that conference, them and Gonzaga.
Isn't that always the case, though? It's only St. Mary's and Gonzaga. Like, every once in a while, you get a San Francisco in there. I don't even know who else is in the conference.
Portland?
Is Portland in there?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
Does that make sense?
But swear to God, last 10 years, it's just Gonzaga and St. Mary's, right?
You know what? You opened this up. You asked. I'm going to find out who is in the WCC other than those two schools. BYU, he liked.
Okay, he liked BYU?
He said, no, he said he thought BYU was played really well.
Oh, okay.
I said, so who are the other teams? We know Gonzaga. We know you. Who else do you like in the WCC, the West Coast Conference? So there's BYU, Gonzaga, Loyola Marymount, Pacific, Pepperdine. Yeah, I wish Pepperdine would get in. That'd be awesome. Portland Pilots, San Diego, San Francisco, Santa Clara. Those are the teams that are in the WCC. So they're out of that. So, all right, I'm pretty excited now. I'm getting kind of pumped up for this tournament. I can't wait for it to start on Thursday. No offense to Mississippi State. And
real quick, just so everyone knows,
Pittsburgh.
That San Diego is University of San Diego.
That is not San Diego State. Aztecs. They play in the Mountain West Conference.
Yeah.
Which they won.
Pacific handily. University is from the great town of Stockton, California.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Which is not really near the Pacific.
Again. I'm going to call it back up again. So how many schools are in California?
One,
Loyola
two,
Marymount is an
three.
LA school, right?
Yep.
Pacific,
four, five,
Pepperdine,
six, seven.
St. Mary's, San Diego, San Francisco, and Santa Clara. Seven. That's a lot of teams for such a small state like California. That's actually pretty awesome.
Well, I mean, you think about it, too. That's seven of those schools in the West Coast Conference. I couldn't tell you how many are in the Pac-12. There's probably at least there's like five. Well, soon to be less. But
there's USC, UCLA, there's Cal, there's Stanford. And what am I missing from the Pac-12 in that conference?
I think that's it.
I think that's it. It's four. Then there'll only be two.
Yeah, there's only going to be two. Wow.
Unless they can finagle somebody else to join it.
Oh, I mean, they've been talking about San Diego State joining it for years.
San Diego State's, they'll bring the basketball. They've always had good basketball teams. So
they have good other sports, too.
They do. Absolutely. Lombardi Lions coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow with more analysis of the brackets and whatever NFL news is going to be breaking today. And it could be some stuff. Thanks for joining us.